Hello, friends. This is Bill Miller. I'm pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. As a pastor, people come to me with lots of questions. One of the ones I've heard more than once is, I want to become a Christian, but how could God want a sinner like me? Well, let me tell you, why God loves any of us is a mystery to me. None of us are perfect. None of us deserve his love. We're all sinners, real sinners, hopelessly lost, self-centered, self-absorbed sinners. But he does love us. The greatest mystery is also the greatest news. He loves us. Not based on how good or bad we are. He just loves us. He has made an intentional, irrational, unjustifiable decision to love us. All of us. Every single one of us. Even you. Even me. This is the first step to becoming a Christian or being saved. Being saved means running headlong over a cliff and then being miraculously caught by God. The only thing we can do is to reach out and grab his hand just before we plunge off the cliff. His hand is reaching out to us. The Bible calls it grace, unmerited favor. He loves us so much that he ignores our failings and extends his hand to us. We grab that hand with faith. Not with mental assent, not through the prayers or faith of our parents or spouse, we use our own faith. It is the only thing that we can use to grab hold of him. Our mind gets confused. Our heart and emotions get scared. Our conscience feels ashamed. We want to earn our way to him, but that is impossible. We want to feel what we know or know what we feel, but that comes and goes. It is only by using that unexplainable faith given to each of us that we can take that first step toward God. There is a beautiful scene in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade where the hero is called to take a leap of faith. He can't see where to leap, he can't understand it, but he knows it is a leap of faith. You can see on his face when he decides to take the leap. His eyes are closed and he simply puts one foot in front of the other. Only after his feet come to rest on solid ground does he realize that the ground was there all the time. This is what we all must do. When we take the leap of faith, we discover that his hand has always been there to catch us. We find that all things that we learned in Sunday school were really true after all. We find our feet firmly planted on a path that leads to joy and peace. Like Indiana Jones, we don't get the proof until after the leap. Practically, here's how I took my leap of faith. I was 15 years old. I was in high school. I periodically visited the group called Young Life, which was in my town, some college students that were trying to help high school students with their faith. And after meeting with them a few times, I decided to go on a retreat that they had in the woods. And in the woods on Friday night of the retreat, it was a weekend retreat, they told us about Jesus and his love for us and what he did on the cross and how his sacrifice reopened a door between us and God and how he was resurrected on the third day. I contemplated that as we had free time on Saturday afternoon. I walked out in the woods and I found a fire tower. It's one of those things where you walk up a whole bunch of stairs and you're up on a platform and you can see pretty far. I'm sure that's what they use to spot forest fires. Well, I just sat up there and looked out, and maybe I was feeling a little bit closer to God because I was up so high. But I realized there was something I needed to do, so I prayed as best I could. I prayed, and I said, if you're really out there, God, make yourself real to me, and I will commit my life to you. And then something happened. I can't explain it. It's not that I heard a voice or saw a big light or anything like that. I can't even tell you what I felt, but I know that something changed inside of me. God literally answered the prayer that I had prayed. He made himself real to me. And since then, I have lived my life for Jesus. My suggestion is, take that leap of faith if you haven't. Pray whatever you need to pray and connect with God. He loves you so much. This has been Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, your pastor for the day. God bless you.